So, welcome back, everybody. I'm so excited you came to tune in. And today we're going to be talking about something that might be a little bit harder to talk about. And that's friendship breakups. And how to deal with arguments in friendships and really understanding what they mean. So I wanted to tell you guys a little something. And it's kind of changed my life. So I started reading this book called Uninvited. And I know the author, but I can never say her name right. So it's a Christian book called Uninvited. And her name starts with an L. But there's a chapter called Friendship Breakups. And in this, she talks about how she was friends with this girl and then basically a friendship breakup happened. And she talks about how afterwards, God really put it on her heart that it's not them that you're an enemy with. The fact is, we have a common enemy. And yes, whatever you're arguing about is hard. And I understand that. But ever since I've really started to realize that and put that into play in my life, people will say mean things to me. But I know that deep in their heart, they just don't know how amazing God really is and who He is and how awesome He is. And they don't realize that it's hurting me. And so sometimes when people are hurting and they say mean things to me, I don't take it to heart anymore because I honestly know who I am. And I know that the devil is just trying to knock me down and he's trying to be like, you are not, like, I want to put you down. But God is saying, no, don't let them try and tear you down because I know who I am in Christ. He's saying, here's who you are. You are so loved, forgiven, and fearfully and wonderfully made. Don't ever forget that. Even when they're telling you you're worthless, you're not qualified, whatever. I recently had someone come to me and literally yell at me on the phone, telling me that I was not qualified to give out advice to people and that I wasn't qualified to talk in the way I was about God. And honestly, it hurt. And for a second, I was like, ouch. But then I realized, you know, this is just what this guy thinks. But I know what God says and He knows and He tells me who I am. And so I hurt for him and I prayed for him because I know that deep in his heart, he was just struggling and he was hurting. And I understand that. And I felt so bad. And I know that he's not the enemy. He is struggling and he's trying to get through something. And I know that he's genuinely not the person I need to be mad at, as much as it hurts. So I think it's awesome to really put that into play in your life. And I challenge you to do that, to really say, hey, you're not the enemy. You know, we have a common enemy, but let's talk through this, be civil, and I'm going to forgive you no matter what, because there's an amazing God who forgives me every single day for how broken I am and loves me because of it. And I just think it's so cool how awesome God really is. And so today I hope that you can just take a little bit from this and just live it out in your lives, even with relationships and your like family, that, you know, we're not against each other, guys. We are so supposed to be here for each other, you know? And sometimes things hurt, and I understand. I totally do. But at the end of the day, just know that they are not your enemy. As much as you might seem it, like, as much as it might seem like it, they are in that moment, they are not your enemy. I just want you guys to know you're so, so loved and so, so cherished. I hope that you can really live this out today and you can start to forgive the people that, hey, you maybe never thought you could ever forgive. And you may have been really like just pushing it off to the side to find it in your heart to forgive them. But forgiving isn't about them. It's about you and releasing that hurt from your heart and just stepping into whatever God has called you for. So I hope that you can just really take this message and have an amazing day. I hope to see you guys next time.